Welcome to Shot in the Arm Podcast with Brett Denton, where he believes in maximizing your potential. It's your podcast for high performance, ultimate power, and limitless living. We get into life hacks, performance tips, and optimizing strategies for your life. So get ready, because we're about to get another shot in the arm.
Welcome to the Shot in the Arm Podcast. I am your host, Brett Denton. Today's shot is with Dr. Heidi Reiner, author of Commit to Win, how to harness the four elements of commitment to reach your goals. Get ready for a heavy dose of breaking commitments that are not serving you. Roll up your sleeve, relax, breathe, and let's stick that needle deep for today's Shot in the Arm. So Heidi, this is huge for me because as we go through and we coach people, you know, we own a gym, we coach a lot of people through that. We do corporate performance coaching. We do a lot of coaching, and over and over and over again, we find that people's commitment to the things that they don't actually want is what's preventing them from getting the things that they do want. And I don't think they realize that they have a commitment to these things, but they fight us tooth and nail. So you know the commitment's there. So I'm really excited about talking to you today about how to make this happen for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that frame for this, that commitment can sometimes really be a bad thing, right? If we're committed to the wrong things, or we just don't even question what we're committed to and what we really want in our lives by comparison.
Yeah. So let's get into it and let's teach some people how to break these commitments, or even find the commitments maybe that they don't even know they have towards these things that are not what they want in their life.
Yeah. Well, I think it would help to start with the definition of commitment, because I think sometimes people are thinking, how do I say no to obligations? How do I say no to something I told somebody that I would do that now I really don't want to do it? And that's a really important skill too. I have a whole blog that I wrote about, you know, how to say no and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But we're not talking here about an obligation from the outside. What we're talking here about are our own individual commitments. That is something that over time we've become really dedicated to, something that over time we've become really internally attached to. From social science, the definition of commitment might actually surprise some people. The definition is a psychological attachment to whatever it is and an intent to continue. I said that poorly, but a psychological attachment to something and an intent to continue. So am I psychologically attached to jogging, and do I intend to continue with it? Not am I obligated to it, but am I really kind of attached to it? Am I psychologically attached to this relationship and I intend to continue? Or am I kind of questioning and I'm like not as attached to it, right? So we can be psychologically attached to a lot of things, right? To certain elements of our lifestyle, to certain ideas about ourselves, to certain values that over time we've just sort of slid into being really attached to something that we just can't imagine our lives without anymore. And every once in a while, it's helpful to stop and ask the question, okay, is this really suiting me anymore? Is this really a good fit for me anymore? Is this, you know, college degree that I'm in? You know, I see it a lot because I work with college students. You know, they might really be committed to a certain degree path that suddenly they've realized, you know, I really don't like economics and I'm an economics major, you know, and I love the theater, you know, or whatever it might be. But is it possible for us to begin to let go of a commitment that we realize now is not in our best interests anymore? So it's a really interesting research area.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to hit on those points a little bit more, because people get stuck in the commitment that they're shy, right? When in reality, they could decide tomorrow that they're no longer shy and they give that commitment up, and all of a sudden they have something that now serves them better. They have the commitment that they can't achieve something, right? Because maybe they tried it in the past and now everything that they do is committed to fulfilling that prophecy of I can't do it because that's who I am. Or the commitment of I'm overweight and that's just who I am and I'll never be in shape, right?
Right.
Those are commitments that these people are making to themselves, and we all do it, but it's really preventing them from being the person that they can be. Right.
Well, and it's really interesting, I think, to reframe it as a commitment, like what you're doing, is to not just think of it. It's not just a habit.
Right.
You know, it's now really become an intrinsic part of me that I've maybe not even questioned it. Right.
Yep.
And there's several factors that predict how committed we're likely to be. And these factors are within our control to a certain extent. Some things you're not in your control, obviously. But there's a lot of choices around how to interact with these factors that predict how committed we are that could really make a difference in letting go of commitments that no longer work. And so I think they apply with this new way of thinking about that you're doing, of even how committed am I to this particular identity of myself?
Yes.
That's exactly. No longer working. That's
exactly.
Just no longer. And it's getting in the way, like you said at the intro, it's getting in the way of the commitments that I now do want. We only have so much time. We only have so much energy. You can't do it all. So you do have to choose. You do have to choose. Am I going to be committed to path A or path B? You know, or is there a path Z that I haven't even looked at yet?
Yeah.
That could be really amazing if I start to open my eyes and look around.
Yeah. And so how does somebody dig in and start doing that?
So let's just go over real briefly what the four elements are that predict how committed people are likely to be. And this is based on social science research, economic research, business research. A variety of fields have all looked at, you know, generally speaking, what factors are in place or are not in place when people have a high level of commitment to something. And they found that people are most committed when they really are focusing on what they treasure about the commitment. That's the word I use, treasures. How much do I really treasure this? How much, the way to think of it is, how rewarding is it for me to be a part of this relationship or this job or this attitude about myself, right? So yeah. Number one, treasures.
Let me stop you right there, because again, just there's so many important parts about this that people might not totally understand when we're talking about this, because we look at commitment in a different way than the way that I think we're talking about it right now. And so one of the treasures that could be on the negative side for somebody who's, let's say somebody who's overweight. Well, one of the treasures is they get to eat whatever they want to eat. Right.
Absolutely.
And
that's,
that would be a
benefit, right?
So yeah. That's a benefit. And so when you're looking at these and when you're picking apart kind of your life and what you want it to be, you got to look at both sides of that. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That, and here's another thing that people may not realize. Treasures can be kind of sneaky. Like, I might actually start to treasure feeling sorry for myself.
Exactly. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I might actually start to embrace that as a way of being in the world that, you know, that's rewarding to me on some level.
It is rewarding.
You know, yeah, or to get somebody else to do something for me because
exactly.
I can't do it myself, or, you know, there's strangely rewarding things even in the behaviors that we claim we don't really want or like, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So commitment is predicted by how much do I treasure something minus how troubling is it? How much does it bother me? And so in the example that you're talking about, if it doesn't really bother me that much, or if I figure out a way to sort of not let it bother me that maybe I'm in a relationship, let's use a relationship example. Oh, it doesn't really bother me that they put me down and hurt my self-esteem and da-da-da. No, it's okay, it's okay. And we convince ourselves to not be bothered by that. We can continue along in a commitment that isn't really right for us, right?
Yeah. And do you see, so one thing with that is this you know, tolerance, right? So if you drink so much alcohol, you can then drink more, or if you drink this much coffee, you can drink more. It's the same thing with relationships. And so sometimes I think for people it's going to be hard to see that troubling thing, because a lot of the times they've gotten so used to it and they've built up that tolerance for whatever it is, being overweight, being treated poorly, being in a job that they don't like anymore. So somehow they have to find a way to look at their life from the person that they used to be, or
yeah.
from the person that they want to be. And would the person that they want to be
right.
really put up with this, right?
Right. I think that's a great example. And I think it can happen in all those contexts, like even in the workplace, like you said, and eventually feeling like, well, it's no trouble because this is what I deserve.
Yep.
Instead of, well, doesn't matter what I deserve, quote unquote. I don't even know what that means. It's what do I want to create? That's
right.
The more important question. Right. So we need to look at the treasures and the troubles. And then the third element is how much have I already contributed to something? And so I'm committed in a relationship, I'm committed to a job, I'm committed to a way of seeing myself, I'm committed to a sedentary lifestyle, I've probably invested some of myself in those things. I've invested time. I've invested my identity. I've invested maybe a little bit of my heart in certain cases. It could be invested some of my personal resources. You know, I just bought this gigantic TV. I have to sit on the couch and watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I've invested yep. in this life. Versus, what if I was to starve that commitment that I no longer want? right? That I'm not going to give a whole bunch of myself to something that I don't really want. But if we've gotten in the habit of contributing and contributing and contributing of ourselves to something, we're going to be more attached to it. And then the last element is choices. So it's treasures, troubles, contributions, and choices. And the last thing means that I'm more committed when I don't see that I have a lot of other good options. And I think this definitely comes into play when I'm stuck with a commitment that's not serving me anymore, is I've so become so shut down that I don't even realize I have other choices. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad sometimes with you see people, even let's go to the extreme example of an abusive relationship. There's a lot going on at play there. But one of those things might be, I don't have any other option. So of course I'm going to remain committed. And so one of the interventions is to help people see that they do have choices.
Yeah. And so how do we then take that and now start breaking those things down and really getting rid of the commitments that we don't want and building up new ones?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the big things is to really ask oneself, I mean, this is just to begin the conversation about what should I be committed to, is whatever I'm kind of questioning, the job, the relationship, the lifestyle choices, to really be honest with oneself about how rewarding is this currently? Is this really giving me what I want right now? Or am I still staying here because of some previous thing that I treasured about it? Well, he used to be really nice to me, or they used to value me at this job, right? Or it used to be fine for me to eat a cheeseburger and it didn't hurt me, right? Mm-hmm. So like what's real right now, and to not base our choices on what used to be true that we're hoping will become true again sometime in the future. To really be honest, is this something that is fulfilling me now? And if it's not, if it turns out that it's not, then I can take a look at these four elements. You know, well, how can I start to treasure this a little bit less? How can I really be honest with myself about how troubling this is? How can I let go of the contributions that I'm making? I'm going to stop putting money into this car. I'm going to stop taking this woman out on expensive dates. You know, yeah. Like I need to stop investing in something, or at least slow it down long enough that I can then look at my other choices, do some research, find out what else is out there, figure out what are the other options are. Doing those four things will naturally reduce your commitment without you beating up on yourself or telling yourself you should be different. You're setting up an environment where you're naturally starting to let go.
Yeah, so you're basically changing the internal and external, both environment and dialogue around this thing, which will then, the outcome of that will be then this thing is less powerful, the commitment is less powerful. And eventually, hopefully, if you do it for long enough and do these things correctly, that commitment will then disappear and hopefully get filled with a different commitment, right?
Right. And it can work really well to kind of do both at the same time. So I'm investigating my other choices to feel less obligated and less attached to this commitment. But as I do that, I'm discovering new commitments that I may want to create in my life that are closer to really what I envision my life being.
Got it. All right. One last piece of advice for people. Well, first of all, do you have anything else on this that's going to help people break those commitments?
Yeah, I just think, you know, questioning those payoffs, you know, am I just here thinking there's going to be some future payoff, or do I see that this has been growing and being rewarding over time?
Okay. And then one last piece of advice here so people can take it and just, and if it's a rehash of what we already talked about, that's fine. But what is one thing that people can take away from today, immediately implement into their life and start making a change, breaking the commitments that they no longer want to have, or even finding out what those commitments are?
Yeah. I think a great place to start is to think about the troubles in the situation. What is really hurting you, painful, difficult, annoying, that doesn't sit right with you? And really look honestly at what's troubling about the situation that you're considering getting away from, and ask yourself, are these things temporary and acceptable? In which case, keep doing what you're doing, right? Or are these difficult things ongoing and unacceptable? And if so, it's time to look at your choices.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important. And people sometimes look at that and will make the excuse or rationalize that it is temporary, but it's going on for 10, 15 years, right?
So got to be honest with yourself. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome, Heidi. Well, I appreciate it. There you go, guys. There's a shot in the arm for the day. Get out there today and make it happen. Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.